You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Thank you. I haven't stopped talking for 48 hours, Billy.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what.
But that's what Radio Row with Super Bowl week is all about. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly,
I apologize.
Right.
It sounded like I was complaining, but I'm not, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Why are we doing this from our hotel rooms?
Well, here's the thing. Today, we conducted 11 interviews back to back to back to back.
Yes.
And when we finished conducting those 11 interviews, I simply forgot that we needed to record an intro for the podcast. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to listen to 11 straight interviews, you're not. You're not going to listen to 11 straight interviews. So what we're trying to do is space out the interviews over the next couple days, have a morning episode, have an afternoon episode, leading up to our Friday episode, which hopefully is a pretty big one if everybody comes through. We already did some of Friday's episode, and don't worry, that stuff's not going to be dated or anything, but I feel like that's going to be a fun one. And I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time at Radio Row, and as you can see, Stu Gatz, I'm just like you, I'm a little delirious. I'm just talking.
Yeah, no, I noticed, and I feel the same way, and for the first time, I understand what it's like to be you, okay?
You have no idea what it's like to be me.
You're right, I don't.
Imagine what you're feeling now, what you're feeling now, like the voices in your head and everything's moving, yeah. And then while feeling that, you have you to deal with.
Yeah, well, I'll never understand what it's like to be you. You're right.
You'll never understand. Anyways, so on today's episode.
But Abby might, right? She'll come closer, correct? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, okay,
so,
anyway.
On today's episode of God Bless Football that you're going to hear now, we caught up with our old friend Frank Caliendo.
Yep.
Raheem Mostert came by Radio Row, and that was an adventure because basically Stu Gatz just said, hey, you want to come to Radio Row? And he's like, yeah. And then that was all the effort that was put into getting him a credential. So that was a whole ordeal where we had to find a way to get him in there. But, you know, after a while, we were able to get him in. Mark Ingram's going to join us. Rich Gannon's going to join us. We have a lot of people joining us today, Stu Gatz.
Mostert was funny because you and I were laughing that he couldn't get a media credential. He led the NFL in touchdowns. That should be his credential.
Insanity. Insanity.
Yes. Yep, it is. All right, who are we throwing it to first here, Billy?
Let's start with our friend Frank Caliendo.
Yes, an old friend, Frank Caliendo, and his many voices and characters. Let's get to it. Billy, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. Part of Radio Row Super Bowl week is catching up with old friends. And this is one of our oldest friends. We met you at Radio Row, didn't we?
Oh, geez, yeah, that's right. Did I just become Fargo? What was that? Oh, geez, yeah, that's right. I remember, yeah, it was in Omaha. No, Omaha. That's my attempt at a Peyton Manning. So what, by the way, Peyton Manning, the word to get is weird. That's weird. It's kind of weird. Eli, that's kind of weird. I think it was it Jacksonville or
it was
Miami?
I thought it was
Miami.
It was Jacksonville. Lebatard was so sad. Not that we had met you. You were the highlight of the week for us, yes. But he was sad that he's never returned to a Super Bowl again. So, yeah. But here we are with Frank Caliendo. Check him out on social media at Frank Caliendo, frankcaliendo.com as well. A friend of the show, an old friend of the show.
Yeah, why do you?
A former friend of the show.
Yeah, what is this, the brightest light
it
in
is.
History? What? Why is it only on me that bright? How did you get that? That's a little better, although it looks like I have no makeup on, but it looks caked on for some reason. All right, I got it.
Are you enjoying Radio Row?
I'm ready to go home. I've been here today.
Really? Right, you just got here.
Yeah, that's enough. It's enough. You know, I'm great. Monday, Tuesday, I'm great filler.
Right.
Like, it's before the stars get here, before the people care about are here, and walking around, you know, the Jerry Rices, the Hall of Famers. I saw Anthony Munoz. There's a couple people here, but at this point in the week, Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, it's a lot of, hey, we got to fill some time and not talk too much football because we have to talk a Thursday and Friday.
I don't like that.
Right?
I don't like that you're calling yourself filler.
I don't mind.
You feel like you're a Monday, Tuesday.
Frank,
you're,
I really don't
Frank
care.
You're a big star. I mean, I appreciate the strategy. You come Monday, Tuesday, get a bunch of shows, promote what you need to promote, and get out.
I don't even need to promote something. I just had friends here.
Right.
And it was just like some people actually said, can you come out? I was like, I was going to have some teeth work done. So I had two molars that need to be extracted. I went to get the oral surgery done. They took my blood pressure. It went to 230 over 130. And they're like, you need to go to the emergency room.
What?
You're dying.
Are you okay?
I was felt fine. I'm like, I'm fine. I want to do one of those, like Weekend at Bernie's it all of a sudden, just to have a joke. And I didn't because I thought it was improper for the time. But yeah, so I haven't had it done yet. So I didn't even know if I was going to be able to talk this week.
Right.
So
and then you just saw there was a bunch of lights on and you came
but
over.
It's like,
yes.
none as bright
as this one.
Yeah, they'll come to Iowa City.
Right.
People will come, Ray.
People will come, Ray. Now, I hate to do this. You're going to get mad at me because I'm going to go.
Wouldn't be the first.
I'm going to play the hits with you right now because the hits
are. Did you hear me going Romo on that? Oh, yeah. Jim. This is going to be really, really great. Romo has just become a car revving up. Oh, Jim. He's a kid that can't say, oh, Jim, look what's going on here. He is the only guy he's gone from prognostic. He's gone from Nostradamus to knowing nothing all of a sudden.
Well,
like, how did that happen? Like, oh, Jim, their trip's right. There's going to be a slant coming here. Watch it. The cadence, he's going to try and draw him offside. So, like, what you going to do here, Jim? Let's go to Jay Feely. I'm a kicker. What?
I was going to ask you about that. Are you, like, invested in him succeeding because you've spent the time trying to learn his cadences, so it's not going to be great for you if he just disappears?
No,
you're
I don't care.
I'm tired of him.
No, I'm tired of everything anyway. So.
You reach an age, Frank.
Yeah.
Stop caring.
It's like I just go for what I do less sports overall because the audience already knows I do those sports things, so I do some. And there's new, younger people doing all kinds of sports. I'm just tired of trying to, like, the going after everything and trying to fight to be seen all day. If people like what I do, they like it. I've been doing more off of sports, but it's and some is just material, some is just jokes and stories and stuff like that. And some of the stuff, if the sports stuff hits me, it's there. Super Bowl week, obviously, would be more sports stuff. But it's funny because Lombardi was the guy who hooked me up with Nance called me, and he's like.
Really?
He leaves me the message, the greatest message of the world, because when I would do the Nance and Romo impression, the Romo was that, oh, the kid in the candy store, I'm wearing my Skechers and I'm smiling so big, you could throw through this window really easily. Brock Purdy could hit this in a second. So it's like that is right there. But with Nance, all I could really do is go, Tony! Because it's hard to talk as him. Hello, friends. Jimmy. Yes. So he leaves me this message. Frankie!
Oh, I thought you were going to say it started with, hello, Frank.
I wanted it to be, hello, Frank.
Yeah.
Jim Nance, along with my pal, Tony Romo. And what a sweet day it is. So we got to talk. He's like, Tony and I love what you're doing. So much fun. So much greatness. We'll be back.
And that was it?
No, we talked for like an hour. But he's like, but they've done it on the, they did it in a couple of playoff games.
Right.
Where he's like, oh, here, and Nance screwed it up. He's like, here we go, Jim. He's like, no, you're supposed to do this. And you can tell Romo's doing, because my Romo voice is deeper than his is.
Yes.
So you're, oh, Jim. You hear him getting a little deeper. I was like, they're doing the bit. That's hilarious.
Wait, so Nance just called to thank you? That's it?
No, he just said, because I always wanted to, I'd never met him. He's
so
like,
funny.
You know, all these years, he's like, I'll come out to a show. Enjoy it.
Why don't you tell him to put you in the booth? I mean.
Oh, because I'm not always working a deal like you are.
You want me to work a deal for you?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Keep him away from Jim Nance. You don't want that.
Yeah,
I mean, I have the number. I mean. I'm going to make things happen. No, we're going to try to get Frank in the booth. I mean, with Romo. I love that. I love the revving up of Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah. Here with Jim. Oh.
that how you get should the car started?
Jiminy Cricket. Jim, it's a Disney production. Here we go.
All right, try not to get mad at me, but I'm going to ask you if Stephen A. Smith.
I have to say I'm incredulous to this entire situation. I understand
right.
where you're coming from and why am I yelling for no reason whatsoever. But I'm going to take it short. I'm going to go quiet for a second, and that means that I'm getting serious.
John Madden describing what Radio Row is like.
I mean, you see people that look kind of like me and kind of like smaller versions of me, and they're all talking. I don't know if the internet's good for these people.
Frank, the face always gets me. Watching your, it looks like Madden's face.
Yeah, the Madden face is yes. just like he just ate something, like I ate a Sour Patch Kid.
And, you know, you say the things that you're thinking and you think the things you're saying. And between those two sets of things.
We all know that Radio Row Super Bowl week does not start until Jim Rome appears.
How great is that?
That's all you got
for Do not laugh over the pauses.
I'm sorry.
Dude is interrupting the most crucial time in all of Super Bowl broadcast history. The Jim Rome pause. Dude should get a gig with animal shelters. Good for the pause. What a terrible joke.
You're trying to pause as much as possible to see if I ruin it, aren't you?
Yeah, that was such a bad joke, but it was perfect in a Stugazian manner.
Yes, it was.
Ridiculous.
How's Robert De Niro doing?
Can we do something new? Can we do like a John C. Reilly or something like that? Touch my drum set? You would be the kind of guy who touched my drum set. You would totally be that guy.
Yes, I would. Tell me some of the new characters you've worked at.
That's it. That's it. I just do John C. Reilly.
Romo, Revving Up Romo.
Which sounds like a band. Revving Up Romo and John C. Reilly. And I'm on the drum set. There it is. Okay. They could do Mark Ruffalo, Joe Rogan. Wow, Jamie, pull that up. Oh, my God.
We miss you, buddy.
Yeah, it's great to be
here. How do you feel about ventriloquists?
I love them.
Yeah?
Do you really? We have one on.
Oh, you have Terry coming on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yesterday.
He's great.
Really?
Make him sing like a woman. His female singing voice is incredible.
I wish we had you here when we did it.
Incredible.
We met Winston, his turtle.
Oh, Winston the turtle.
Yeah, he was a bit...
Winston's
a little
not...
bit saucy, this Winston.
All right, check him out at Frank Caliendo on social media and frankcaliendo.com. An old friend. It was great seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, great to see you guys.
This.
Thanks.
Okay, man.
Rackney, I'm out.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
Raheem Mostert, our friend, has made it to Radio Row. It was difficult getting in here. It's like Fort Knox, this place, man.
No, it is. It really is. I mean, seriously, you guys got to like do a better job of making sure you let people like myself come in here at least.
How is it possible that the NFL's leading touchdown scorer was not able to just get in?
I wasn't even supposed to be here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you
should be able just to walk in.
Yeah.
Look, when I show face, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I know this guy.
They
should. They're just going to be like, hey, look, where's the badge at? I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, I don't don't have one. Sorry.
We need to talk to Roger about this. This is unacceptable.
You should just walk in, leading scorer in the NFL, leading touchdown.
I should have had that shirt on, huh? I should have had just like a big 21.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to ask you about Vegas because I'm more fixated on Orlando and the Pro Bowl because you had such a great time there. I was following you on social media. You had a blast there, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I did. It was a lot of fun. It was eye-opening, right? It was full circle for me because I'm literally like 45 minutes east of Orlando, right? From Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beach to be exact.
Right.
And so, it was just a full circle moment for me. You know, I grew up watching games in the Citrus Bowl, right? And it was a thrill. It was a lot of fun.
Can we talk about Disney World? Because Stugatz was telling me how excited you were to go to Disney World.
Yo, your tweet moved me, man. The fact that you were able to take your kids there.
That was universal. When I tweeted about
that was universal.
I'm not a big fan of Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I went with the kids. I took my family, my wife and all that. But I'm like, I'm a Universal guy.
How old are your kids?
4, 3, and 1.
Oh, 4, 3, and 1. Disney's for them. Universal's for you.
No, but my sons did like Universal
really?
More, though. Oh, yeah.
Really? What was your favorite ride?
So I took my oldest son on Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
great.
That was a great ride for him.
I don't like the simulated rides. They're like too herky-jerky for me.
Funny story. My wife, she actually went to one night we had like the whole theme park for just the players and families. It was late night.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so we got to ride the rides in the dark and everything. It was pretty cool. So we actually went to a Harry Potter ride.
Yeah.
And it was a simulated ride where, you know, you have the thing come over you, whatever, the seatbelt, the bar, and we're sitting there riding the ride and everything, and I look over to my right and I see her, and she's like, just like this. I'm like, oh, she must be like going. Like, it's a good ride for her right now. Man, we get off that ride. She dang near threw up. She was just like, yeah, that ride got me seasick. Motion sickness.
Yes.
And she's like, I read the signs walking in. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is not good. But this whole time, she just had her hands like this. So I'm like, oh, gosh.
Can I give you an embarrassing confession?
I love that he thought that she was having a good time when she was about
I literally peeked over. I couldn't see her face, though. Like, I peeked over a little bit, and I'm like, oh, yeah. No, she's
loving this.
I'm like, this is pretty cool.
So I used to, because Miami's not that far from Universal also, right? You just drive up 3.5-4 hours. So we used to get annual passes in part because like we did it once and then just kept renewing itself over and over again. We're like, well, if it's paid for, we're going to go. So we'd go in, like you get in like an hour early, whatever, right? And we'd stay close enough where I decided it was a good idea one day to go in the hour early and try to go on every single roller coaster back to back.
Oh.
So I went and I did the Hulk. And at the time, there was the Dueling Dragons. I went on one and then I got off and I went on the other. And then there's the Rip Ride Rocket across the thing, right? Like three in, puking. I couldn't hang. It was terrible because there's no one in the park an hour early. So I was like 3 minutes in between each roller coaster and there's no one in line. So you're just walking right to the front of the line, going all of it. Horrible idea. Don't do that.
No, I honestly had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I took the kids to Universal. Hey, there's this new ride you got to try out. It's called VelociCoaster.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
Oh, my. The best ride ever.
Really?
Really?
Best ride ever.
Explain it to us.
So it's basically. So, you know, Jurassic Park. It's in the Jurassic Park, you know.
The Jurassic World
area.
That part of the theme park. So, this ride is the smoothest ride in the world. And it's fast. And it just takes you on these different loops and turns and everything. You go upside down. Literally, you're out of your seat.
Wow.
When you go upside down. And it's, like, close to the water. And you're hanging and stuff. Man, it's just...
Are you screaming like a little kid?
No, I don't scream.
You don't?
Did you do the one that's like the Velociraptors or whatever that's like a swing? You can do that with your kids.
Yeah,
Here's the thing about that. You can do that with your kids, but you can't do it as an adult, so you need a kid to do it. And then when your kid's too tall, you can't do it, which is the strangest thing because like you're a full-size adult male.
Right.
And you can go on it with a child.
Yeah.
But if not, they're like, no, adults can't go on it. It's for little kids.
So we actually went on that ride, and it was different.
Yeah.
It was different. Just because, like, you're hanging, right? Like, you're literally in the seat, and you're just going through the whole, like, part of that park. And there's a certain part where it, like, kind of, like, stops you because you have to wait for the other carts to go around.
Yeah.
And it stops you, and you get, like, jerked forward a little bit. It's, like, almost like a whiplash. And my son was sitting in front of me, and I'm like, oh, like, is he all right? Man, we get off the ride. He's like, Dad, that was so much fun. I'm like, oh, dude, okay, he had a blast. I was nervous because I was like, look, this. I don't know if he could have fell out of the ride or anything like that. It was crazy.
Who had more fun, you or the kids?
Kids, definitely.
But
I was equally as – I did have fun,
It's
though.
A different kind of fun for you yeah. because your kids get to experience something that you enjoyed at yeah, one point, yeah. right?
So growing up, that's all I – yes. Like, that's, I went to Universal. Mm-hmm. That was right. Islands of Adventure, you know, all the different parks in Universal. And so me being able to have my kids there, man, it was a blast. I had so much fun.
As soon as you walked in here, you were mobbed by about 50 people.
I was, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if you walk any further, it's going to be 150 people.
Yeah, I wasn't even planning on coming. And then you hit me up. I'm like, yeah, come on. I got to be on the show with my guys, man. These are my guys here. So
I appreciate it. Hey, you played in the Super Bowl. So what, yeah. do you have a – You're rooting for the 49ers.
Yeah,
right?
I tell everybody it's a love-hate relationship right now for me. I love the fact that they're in there, but I hate the fact that they are and yeah. they have an opportunity to win because right. we could have won, you know, in 19 when we played the Chiefs.
Yes.
But right now for me, I'm going with the Niners. I got to. Just because those are my guys, blood, sweat, and you know, we put a lot of sacrifice on that field together. And there's a lot of guys that are still on that team, a lot of coaches that are still a part of the team that was a part of when I was there. So I'm definitely going to have to go with the Niners on this one.
Were you nervous the night before?
I was.
Did yeah. you sleep?
Yeah.
I
slept a little bit, but honestly, it was like, this is a moment right now. You know, I got to cherish right. this moment. And so going into this game is key for a lot of guys.
I mean, you have one of your best games ever.
Yeah. 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 So it's fun.
I have a question for you. I need to get to the bottom of it. I haven't told Scott that I was going to do
here
this.
Here we go, Raheem.
Here you go.
The last time you were on, you invited Scott to go to the clubhouse and have a drink with you on a Friday night. And then you invited me too, but we all knew that I wasn't going to go because it's so far. But you invited Stu Gatz to go have a drink.
Well, I think the difference is you told him straight up you were not going.
Right? I would yes. okay. So here's the story.
I was like, yeah, Billy, come on out. He was like, nah, I'm good.
Next,
like,
no, okay, that's okay, not right, that's not go. What happened. Raheem, that's not Raheem, what happened.
He lives three counties away.
That's
from us.
Not what happened.
yeah.
Next time you invite me, I will consider it.
You can stay at his house. I
he
told you that.
He can't stay at my house.
Exactly right. He doesn't want me there.
Oh my god.
All right. Next time,
you can stay at my house. You can stay at my house.
You know what? Deal. Yeah, we'll do that. So, anyways, let's
Thank
get
you,
to
Raheem.
The bottom of this.
yeah.
He claims that he went to the clubhouse and you were not there and you stood him up. Now, there's no way to prove that he was there.
I didn't say that.
There's no way to prove that he was there. Wow. But I said, hey, I asked him, like, I forgot about the next week. 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, did you ever go and have drinks with Raheem? And he's like, I was there. He never showed up. He left. He stood me up. And I was like, I do not believe that that's the case.
That's crazy. I can't believe that.
I didn't say that.
Dude, you're supposed to be my guy.
Yeah. I am your guy. I didn't say that.
Man, look, see, this is what happened. All right. I'm like, Stu, come on, man. Let's go out. Let's go grab a drink.
Oh, here we go. The two of you.
He's sitting there. He's like, he texts me. He calls me back. He's like, bro, I've been so busy. I'm so tired, man. The drive has just been so crazy for me lately. I'm like, okay, I see.
But the drive
is.
From your house to the clubhouse is nothing. It's in the same community.
The drive from our studio back home is what I was telling him.
Yeah, I'm like, you know me. I'm like, all right, well, let's get a rain check. Right?
Exactly right.
Because I had some other stuff too. I will say that. I had some other stuff too. So I had some obligations I had to fulfill. So yeah.
Billy, I was just doing that for show. I didn't show up at all.
You didn't show up, but you threw him under the bus and made it seem like it didn't happen because you were there and he never showed up.
Look, so the clubhouse. House actually finished remodeling,
right?
So the restaurant,
yes,
it's amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
You've been there. You've been there already.
I went to the restaurant once. Yes,
it's nice.
The golf bar,
the bar is nice.
Is the course open again yet or no?
The course is open, but it's cart path only.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is fine.
It's fine with me, but Billy, you're not ready for it yet.
No. Okay.
Like, Billy doesn't want to walk. Billy wants to drive right up to his
bed. I can walk.
Billy, I think you can walk.
I can walk. I have my legs work.
Raheem, are we going to get this done? Can me, you, and Billy play golf?
Yeah, we're going to play golf.
After the Super Bowl.
I got lessons next week's schedule. Once this whole week is done, next week I hit my trainer up, Scott. Scott, I don't know if you know him. He does lessons at the.
Oh, Scott, Scott.
Scott.
Yeah, but I don't know his last name.
Yeah.
No, this
so
is Raheem.
I hit him up, and we're going to get lessons, and I'm going to go right after the lessons.
The back of that range is nice, man.
Yeah, it is.
It really
is.
So are you going to the game?
No, I'm not going.
You're not
going to
go to the game?
I'm leaving Sunday.
Yeah. people say Kyle Shanahan is like, he has to win this, right? Because everyone says he's like the best coach in the NFL. He's the smartest coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
You would probably say your coach is equally as smart, right?
Right.
Mike McDaniel.
Definitely.
But like, he kind of has to win one, right? To validate all that.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, he's been here for two. This is his second time going
right.
in the past, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you have to. There's a lot at stake for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we thinking about for next year? Like, what's happening there?
25, 30, 60 touchdowns? How many?
Billy and I told you, don't take another snap again. Until
you're going to hold out? What are we going to do?
No, honestly, I don't know yet. We'll see what
there's
that tells.
There's a lot of running backs don't hold out. It seems like you're not going to
He led the NFL in touchdowns.
Yeah, but it's just...
Right now, this market is a little
You got a good situation right now.
I'm good right now. I'm good where I'm at. So I can't
best behavior.
I got to be on my best behavior. I got to be on my P's and Q's. So.
All right, don't leave us, man. We appreciate you coming down and doing this.
Hey, I appreciate the invite.
Are you going to do more?
Look, I think I got one more lined up, and then that's it. But I'm here for you guys, man.
You guys get drinks with him tonight.
I will.
Yeah.
Where y'all staying at?
We're staying at the Circa.
Circa?
Yeah, Fremont.
Okay. All right, we're staying at Aria.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're right there. So.
All right. You want to have drinks with us, Billy?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
We'll make it happen.
Let's do it, man.
If you want to come back in a little bit, feel free. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. I see Mark over here, Mark Ingram.
Right.
Coming up next, we have Mark Ingram on the set.
Look at him. Yeah, you're going to do this for a living one day, aren't you?
You going to hire me?
If you do it for ESPN, you get free Disney tickets.
Yes,
for real?
It's part of your perk. You're a Disney employee. You get free Disney passes.
What?
Yep.
Now, I can't offer you that, to be honest.
Hey, ESPN. Where y'all at?
Your boy A-Chan's coming on later, too.
Oh, he is? He's here?
Yeah, why don't you come back for that?
Oh, yeah. I definitely am.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man.
You are the best. Thank you.
Yes,
I did not blow you off.
About time. Shoot.
We're joined now by Mark Ingram. Mark, thanks so much for doing it. How cool, by the way, is it to see Mark Ingram and Raheem Mostert interacting with each other?
Very cool, yes.
I mean, backs got to show each other's love. You know what I mean? They'd be hating on the running back, so.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that it seems devalued now?
I mean, it sucks, man. It's such a difficult topic, and I think other than, you know, the NFL kind of going to a passing league, I think they're just trying to devalue the position, and it's highly unfortunate because you got guys who are committing their blood, sweat, tears, giving their body to an organization, to their teammates, and when it's time for them to get paid, they're not being compensated properly because they have too much wear on their bodies or they've had too many touches. But so when other positions have high touches, high volume, they get paid accordingly. But when running backs do, it almost hurts you.
Right.
So if you get a lot of touches and you get a lot of production, it hurts you. But if you don't get touches, you don't get production, it hurts you too because you don't get paid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where's the common medium? But I think just as a back, you have to, you know that you have to be a very versatile. You know what I mean? You have to be able to run inside, run outside, pick up pass protection, come out the backfield, catch the football, show that you're valuable more than just being a one-trick pony.
It was crazy to see Raheem Mostert have, like, a breakout season.
Yes,
his
sir.
Best season at the age of 31, man.
I think just an opportunity, the system, he was able to thrive in it, you know? And he's waited his time. He's waited for his opportunities, and he was prepared for his opportunity. He took advantage of it, and he had a huge year this year.
How are you enjoying the media stuff? You're great at it, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Man, I'm just starting, man. I'm going to continue to improve, continue to grow. But, man, what a tremendous blessing to be able to, you know, play 12 years and be able to have a smooth transition off the field, being close to something I love, still being close to the game. And it was amazing, man, just being with the crowds in the background, being able to watch football, being able to visit campuses and travel. It was awesome.
You're here with us on behalf of American Gaming Association. How could you ever have imagined when you were playing that there would be a Super Bowl I in Las Vegas and that sports gambling would take off legally the way that it has?
I mean, the legalized sports betting has just transformed consumer entertainment, right? Like, it's come full circle. Like you said, in 2018, Vegas was the only state where you could legalize sports betting. And now it's in 38 states plus Washington, D.C. And the AGA estimates now 68 million American adults will be betting $23 billion on the Super Bowl game.
Jesus.
So it's just the growth of legalized sports betting. We just encourage everyone to bet responsibly, know what you're betting, know the odds, and it should be an added form of entertainment. It shouldn't take away from the enjoyment that you have watching the game. So bet responsibly, and shout out to AGA, man, for everything they do.
Were you surprised Nick Saban retired?
Man, I was hurt.
Yeah.
I'm still hurt.
You were hurt. Yeah, Why were you hurt, man?
Because,
you want
man,
to enjoy some. You want to enjoy the rest of his life.
Of course. Of course. You ain't, let me finish.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. You know what? You're right. Okay. No. You're better at this media thing than I am. No, I've been doing it for 25 years.
You answered my question.
Yeah, I did.
No, man. Just what he's meant to the program, what he's meant to Alabama, what he's meant to me. I mean, it'll never be the same, you know. You know, obviously, we're excited about our new head coach, and we're rooting for him. And we know he's gonna do great things for us. But you know, I'm a Nick Saban guy, man, and just what he's meant to this program, what he's meant to Alabama, it's hard to you know see someone else leading the program. But like you said, he's 72 years old. He has lots of other things going for himself outside of football. He has children. He has grandchildren, and I'm excited for him to be able to enjoy his life and enjoy the fruits of his labor. And selfishly, I'm upset because my man is gone. My man is stepping down.
Yes, but the rest of the college football world is happy.
Yeah, they're excited. They're excited. But no, I truly am genuinely happy for him.
Have you been to the Lake House?
At Alabama?
Yes.
With Miss Terry,
Of course.
He'd take you out of the boat. He'd try to throw you off.
Did he throw you off?
Yes.
Yeah. Why does he do that? Like Jalen Hurts told us he did that. Everyone tells us he does.
So you stay on, right? You hold on, you stay on. And then, like, once you're on for too long, he starts ying, ying, and ying. You start. I'm like, dang, coach, like, but nah, man, he definitely had some good times at the Lake House.
Is he at all concerned that he might hurt one of his players?
It hasn't happened.
Your teams are also so deep. If he hurts someone, I mean, someone else will probably step up. The craziest
part. It's actually crazy that it's never happened. Like, nobody's ever been injured. Like, I guess you just hit the water.
Real quick on the way out here, we appreciate the time, man, and enjoy the rest of your week here in Vegas. How do you feel about the 12-team playoff college football?
I think it's good. I think it's good for, you know, because all these bowl games were getting kind of irrelevant. People weren't playing in them. So I think now that you have the 12-team playoff, more teams will get in. We'll be able to see more key matchups. And listen, I think it's just growing college football. I think the growth of college football is special. I think if college football was a stock, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt, man.
I think it's exciting for the college football. There's so much stuff going on with the NIL and the transfer portal and all this craziness.
Yes.
So I think it's just a plus. I think it's a positive to look forward to the 12-team playoff.
That was the most surprising thing for me with Nick Saban because it's never been easier to make the playoff. Like, you guys could have had three or four losses and still got this.
Exactly. But, but like he said, man, like what he has to do to put into a week, he said it was killing him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think once you get to a point where you don't think you could have that same output to get the results that you're used to having, I think that's why.
You think he can adjust? Like, you think he'll be able to just shut it off and enjoy retirement?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I hope he's able to just enjoy his life, man. We saw him boogie boarding or something, or trying to boogie board in the ocean. Have you guys seen the video?
Yeah.
He wasn't doing no boogie boarding, but he was trying.
Give him time.
Yeah. So, you know, he'll learn to master that skill over time.
We appreciate your time, man.
You know, I thank you.
You're great at this. I'm sorry I answered your question.
All good. We just have some dialogue. It's all love. But I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Gannon is with us. He is with SiriusXM. He is a former NFL MVP, is a former Oakland Raider. Are you saddened by the fact that the Raiders are now in Las Vegas?
No, look, guys, I think it's a great opportunity for the Raiders. You know, they built this beautiful facility in Henderson, Nevada. You guys have seen the stadium. It's an incredible stadium. Unfortunately, the product on the field hasn't been up to snuff, and so Mark decided to make more changes this year. I'm excited for Antonio Pierce to have this opportunity. We have Max Crosby on the show today. I've said a number of times, if you get 25 players like Max Crosby, the Raiders would never lose a game. The guy's got a nonstop motor. He plays with great effort and intensity, and they just got to continue to build out the roster. I just think that when you look at the drafts the last 5 or 6 years, not to the level the Raiders need to be.
How great was it to see things kind of come together under Antonio? Because Josh, it seemed like things just weren't clicking. And Antonio, it's a great story because it's really a lesson in, you know what? If you're an interim, you can become a head coach.
Yeah, you hate to see people fail. And I know how hard Josh worked at it. Dave Ziegler, the general manager. And I give the team a lot of credit for hanging together. I mean, you fired the head coach, the general manager, the offensive coordinator. You have a young quarterback that's playing for the first time in Aiden O'Connell. And I just think that it was veteran players like Devontae Adams and Max Crosby that really kept this team together. And the job that Antonio Pierce came in, I mean, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Chargers, they beat the Broncos. He really put them in a position each week to have a chance to be competitive. And I think he was really transparent, really honest with the players about what had to happen, what changes needed to be made. And I was really impressed by the effort, the intensity with which those players played to finish out the regular season. I think the future is bright for the Raiders.
Well, and you also saw in the game against the Chargers, right, where it kind of set the tone for the team, right? Like, we can win this game, but we're not going to take our foot off the pedal here. We're going to keep going, and we're going to win by as many points as we're going to win by.
They dropped a house on the Raiders, on the Chargers. I mean, and, you know, I think it's something to build on. I think that, you know, you look at where those teams are heading. Obviously, the Chargers make a change, bring in Jim Harbaugh. They've got a great quarterback in Justin Herbert. And the Raiders have to continue to, I think, add to that quarterback room. You got a young quarterback. I think they need more depth and talent at that position, and particularly when you compete in a division that has Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes.
Rich, you won the MVP, so I'm wondering, do you marvel like we do at home, like fans, guys who have never played, but you're an MVP, you could break it down differently. Do you also marvel at Patrick Mahomes' skill, like his ability?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I think the thing that bothers me about Patrick Mahomes is how easy he makes it look. Yeah. I mean, and it's not. You know, I've played the position. But you look at his body of work for the first six seasons that he's been a starter in Kansas City, it's incredible. Right. He's got a 30-5 record in the division.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it is ridiculous. Yes. You look at four of the last five Super Bowls they've been in. I mean, you know, people say, is he the best quarterback in the NFL? I say, no, he's the best player in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, he's there's very few players that have the ability to put a team on their back and carry him to the finish line. And Patrick Mahomes has that ability. You know, we're here in Vegas. I'm not a gambler, but I've told people if I had my last $5 to bet, and I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. I'm just not going to do it. I'm too smart for that. I think, you know, you look at if you had one player in a gotta-have-it situation at the end of a game.
Game for your life.
Everybody in this room was going to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Were you nervous the night before the Super Bowl?
No, not really. I mean, it didn't turn out the way we wanted. We had a one-week turnaround. We had a lot of issues. Our center went AWOL and didn't show up for the Super Bowl. So there's some things that we had to deal with. We played a really good Bucs defense. But I wasn't nervous. I don't think I think everyone handles the pressure differently. But I don't think I think once kickoff comes, you know, you don't see players one hop and throws into the boundary or,
right.
You know, guys just coming out dropping balls or fumbling. I mean, you know, these guys have been in big games. Championship games are important. Divisional games are important. I expect both teams will play well on Sunday.
I'm wondering if Purdy's going to be nervous just because he hasn't been.
Oh, yeah, he'll be nervous. But, like, I will say this. You know, I've been so impressed with Brock Purdy, the job that he has done, not just this year, but those five starts in the regular season last year in the playoffs. Here's what I would say about the 49ers. They can't come out sleepwalking in the first half like they've done the last 2 weeks against Green Bay and Detroit. Right. If they don't play four really good quarters of football,
get blown out.
This one could get away from them.
Yep.
Well, and the Chiefs have had to go through a gauntlet to get here. Where the 49ers, you look at and you're like, there's been some games.
Well, the 49ers haven't played great, and some people say 49ers still have their best game in them. So
that's one way to look at it. But you look at what the Chiefs have had to do. They beat Miami, a really good team. They go on the road and beat Buffalo. Go on the road and beat the team that everyone thought was going to be the best team in football in the postseason, the Baltimore Ravens. I give those guys a lot of credit.
How long is too long in Las Vegas?
A week.
But you don't gamble, so I would assume it's like,
you know what?
I tell you this.
I think this is going to be a Super Bowl destiny. I think this is going to be on the rotation because, I mean, all the things to do here, all the entertainment, all the hotels, all the convenience of it all, the beautiful stadium, the facilities. I think Vegas has really stepped up big time this week.
We appreciate the time. We know it's these are long days.
Yeah, no, it's great, though. You know, where else would you rather be? I mean, we're at Super Bowl.
Nowhere.
And look, this is you know, when you think about the finality of it all, it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
This team started in OTAs, mini camps. You make it through preseason, make it through a 17-game regular season, you make it through. Now we get to the final two.
Yes.
And when you think about what's at stake for both these teams, one's going to go home victorious holding that Super Bowl trophy. The other one, it's painful. Yep. Trust me, I've experienced it.
You think about it every day, don't
you? Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Promote the show on SiriusXM if you don't.
Yeah, we got a show. We do it every day, 9 to 3 local. We're on 12 to noon. I'm sorry, 12 to 3. I don't even know the times because I do the show.
No, same with us.
12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific.
12 to 3 Eastern, SiriusXM NFL Blitz with Bruce Murray and Rich Gannon.
I have no idea what day it is.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what time zone I'm in, but yeah.
Rich, we appreciate the time, man. We know it's a busy time for you. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Just 3 more days left.
That's it, brother. We can do it. We can do it.
the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.